My knees tinge with pain. I've been kneeling with my arms bound behind my back and a blindfold over my eyes for the past 25 minutes. I hear you rise from that old wooden chair, your feet softly padding in circles around me. My body shivers with anticipation of what you'll do next. I've been a bad girl today, and I know it. I teased you all day, sending you texts of what I wish I could do to you and naughty, naughty pictures of me using that gift you bought me the other day. That pink and purple swirled glass dildo. You told me that you couldn't do anything, and that because of that reason, I deserve to be punished for getting you hard while you were at work. I liked the idea of your punishment, of how you were going to make your bad girl pay for what she did. And so I sent you a little clip of me screaming your name as I came. I really liked doing that to you, getting you hard and teasing you, knowing that you would punish me later for all those things I did. I didn't know that you would make me wait so long for my punishment. You came home from work and we ate dinner. We watched TV and cuddled on the couch, and you were stroking my hair, running your fingers up and down my arm. I thought you might have forgotten. I kind of wanted to bring it up, but as you grabbed my hand and led me into the bedroom, I thought, really? We're just gonna go to sleep? But your voice had such passion and anger in it when you told me to kneel. You made me kneel on that spot right in the middle of the room, near the foot of the bed. You made me lift my shirt above my head and pull my hair back into a ponytail. And then you said I could keep my panties and shorts on. I didn't want to, but I did as I was told. You made me cross my wrists behind my back, and I felt the tape wrapping around my skin. I sighed and looked up at you, the anger slowly melting away as you looked down at your little fuck toy, half naked and kneeling in your special spot. You reached into the top drawer of your dresser, and you pulled out your silk tie, the one I got you for your birthday last year. Gray and black stripes. You wrapped it around my eyes and tied it tight so that I couldn't see. I was instantly wet, though you didn't have to check to know that. You knew that I loved being punished by you, that I would do whatever you wanted just to earn being your good girl again. And so, when you told me to wait, I thought you were getting something to tease me with, or taking off your pants so that I could have your cock in my mouth, but you just moved the chair against the hardwood floor, the wooden feet scraping against it, and the screeches were so loud, and you just sat down. I could feel your heat just a few inches from me. You were so close. And you just sat there. I heard you undo your belt and pull your zipper down. In my mind, I imagined your cock was in your fist, just slowly being stroked as you watched me kneeling before you. Your submissive little fuck toy, ready to be taught a lesson for being a whore, for acting like a slut all day. But I couldn't hear much. You were so quiet, your breath so even. It was torture, kneeling, waiting, wanting you, just, I didn't want to show you how badly I wanted you, though, because I knew that would be bad. I knew that you would tease me longer, but I wanted you. I wanted you to teach me a lesson, Daddy. I finally, after those 25 long minutes, feel your hands run down my shoulders, down my arms, and grab my wrists bound in that tape. My breath catches in my throat, and you pull my arms a little down, making me lean backwards, arching my back, and my head tilts back a little. You whisper into my ear and ask me if I deserve to be punished. I barely can say anything except for a whimper, and I nod my head. Yes, Daddy. Yes, Daddy. I deserve to be punished. You release my hands and I sit up straight again. And I can feel you pressing against the back of my head. I'm not sure if it's your hands or your cock. I can just feel you behind me. And then I feel you move away from me again. My head spins around and I feel a sharp slap to the cheek. And you tell me to remember my place. My place is directly on the tape, hands behind my back, head level, never moving. I let out a little cry and return my head facing straight forward. I hear the closet door open. My heart begins to beat faster. My knees are aching, but the aching growing in my pussy is even greater. I know what that sound means. I hear the soft clinking of the metal, and my chest heaves. I feel you lightly caressing my skin with the chain from the clamps, gently across my chest at first, across my neck, and then down my back. The metal is cold and my skin pricks beneath it, but you're warming it up for me. I know that you've got the clamps between your closed fists so that the cold doesn't shock me. Just the pain and the pressure from the teeth of those clamps. You move a hand to the front of my breast, caressing and cupping it slightly, rolling my nipple between your thumb and forefinger, getting it nice and hard for you. I hear the faint sound of the clamp opening, and you gently press it to the nipple. And I can feel the teeth slowly sinking into my skin. The pain just feeling incredible and shooting throughout my whole body. And you do the same with my other breast. You start by gently caressing it, rolling that nipple until it's nice and hard for you, and slowly closing the clamp around it. The chain falls and brushes against my tummy, tickling me and sending amazing sensations throughout me. I can feel my panties are soaked, and I know that it would feel so good if you touched me right now. I would come so hard on your hand, and you know it too. You know my body so well. You know just how to please me. But you don't touch me. Instead, I hear you stepping out of your pants and throwing them to the side. You tell me to open my mouth and stick out my tongue, and I greedily oblige, because I know what that means. I know that means I get to taste your cock. I finally get to have you in my mouth. But apparently I'm too eager. and too willing to face your cock, because instead of that perfect thick cock, I get the latex taste of my new toy. My glass dildo covered in a flavored condom, because of course I do. I was bad. I wasn't good. And this is what I get. And so I whimper a little. I try not to be bratty, but of course, I can't help it when I want you. When I'd rather have you in my mouth. You tell me to suck it as if it was yours. Demonstrate how I'd please you. I wrap my lips around the tip. The little egg that's supposed to be amazing on my G-spot, and it is, but it's not as good as your cock, but I wrap my lips around it and start sucking. The berry-flavored condom doesn't taste berry-berry. I can taste the latex and the lube that they use, and I start to slowly move my head forward, and your fingers grip in my hair. You tell me to not move, to remember my place. You shove the dildo in further. It hits the back of my throat, and I gag a little, and I hear you laugh. You move it slowly in and out of my mouth. And I stick my tongue out a little, moving it on the underside of the glass dildo, imagining it's your cock, wishing it was your cock. You pull it out, and I hear it land on the bed next to me, a soft thud. You tell me that I've still not earned being your good girl. And your fingertip runs from my lips down my throat slowly between my breasts to that dangling chain. And you tug ever so slightly. I yelp in response, and it's hard to keep still. I shudder and writhe, and I feel your hand pull my hair back again, gripping the ponytail. You tell me good girls do what they're told, and you tell me that I need to stay still, and that you're tired of reminding me. I feel the tip of your cock pressed against my closed lips, and I start to open them to welcome your cock inside my mouth, but you grab my hair again and pull me back. Keep your mouth closed, you say. And I do as I'm told. I feel the pre-cum coating my lips, along my jawline, down my throat a little. You move it back to my mouth, and you press hard. Just the tip of your cock slowly parting my lips. When you're finally all the way inside, hitting the back of my throat. I feel your hips begin to pump. Your hand still gripping that ponytail, holding my head in place as you begin to face fuck me. The wetness is growing again. I ache to touch myself. I pull at the tape around my wrists and I moan around your cock, feeling every inch slide in and out of my mouth. Your cock hitting the back of my throat and my nose pressed against your stomach. Your balls slapping against my chin and your grunts filling the room. Your groans and I can feel your throbbing cock. How good it feels between my lips, my tongue massaging, moving back and forth on the underside of your cock. And I want to taste you so bad. My moans just muffled by your cock and my spit and your pre-cum all over my face. And you pull out and you take your other hand that's not still holding my hair and you rip the blindfold off and you look down at me and my eyes are locked with yours and I can feel everything. The desire, the want, the need to please you, the need to make you come. I want your come. Please, Danny, give me your come. Please, I'll be your good girl. I want it. I need it. You look down at me and you wag a finger and you tell me that good girls are the only ones that deserve cum, that deserve to taste daddy's hot, sticky load, and that I haven't quite earned it yet. I groan, and you back away, and you sit down on that chair again. Crawl to me, you say. And so I do. My legs are stiff, so the few inches takes me far longer than it should. But I do. Your legs are spread, and you're slowly stroking your cock. And you look down at it, and then to me. You ask, does a good girl do when she sees daddy like this? A smile dances on my lips for a brief second, and I hope you don't notice it. I lean forward, and in one hard, quick movement, I take you all the way into my mouth. Bury that cock into my mouth, my face pressed against your body, and I shake my head back and forth a little. I squeeze my lips tight around your cock and begin to bob up and down in a nice, steady rhythm. I don't want to stop until I've earned your cum. And so I don't. I go faster and slower, varying the pressure of my lips, milking your cock for all the cum that I can get out of it. And I can feel myself, my hips kind of moving back and forth, trying to simulate anything that I can. My clit throbbing, begging to be touched. Your hand comes around to the back of my head, and you force me down again and hold me there. And I can feel your cock just throbbing. I know you want to come for me, and I know that you love denying me the pleasure of making you come. I can hear you laugh, and I look up, but I can't see anything past your tummy. I whimper and moan around your cock. I feel your hands start to release their pressure, and your cock pops out of my mouth. Daddy, please come for me. You place a hand beneath my chin, and you just smile. You haven't earned it yet, you say. You motion for me to stand up, and so I do. My knees weak and my legs wobbly, but I manage to get to my feet. I'm standing between your legs, my panties and shorts still on, but definitely soaked through and through. Your fingers touch my swollen and purple nipples and gently tug on that chain again. I feel them wrap around my waist and pull me closer to you. You plant a kiss on my belly button. Your hands move down beneath the hem of my panties and cup my ass. You massage it slowly and steadily, and I feel you push my panties and shorts off in one fluid motion. I step out of them and kick them to the side. And your middle fingertip slowly traces a line from my ass around my hip, down my pelvis, to my wet slit. Barely go in, but you rub it up and down. You tell me that I'm such a good girl for being so wet for you. And I moan loudly, earning those words from you. That's all I wanted. I feel the pressure at my entrance. I can feel you circling around it, my legs part instinctively for you. I can feel your fingers slowly sinking into me, each knuckle like a small victory until you're buried inside of me, your palm pressing against my throbbing clit, and you just hold it there, your hands steady, and you look up at me. You tell me to fuck myself on your fingers. And I do. I start rocking back and forth, grinding into you, against you, rubbing my clit into your palm and feeling your finger massaging my G-spot, and I want it. I don't want to come on your finger so bad, but I'd rather come on your cock and feel you coming inside of me at the same time, and I know that I'm about to come, and I'm whimpering and moaning, and then I feel you pull out and pull away suddenly, and I look down at you, and your eyes are swirled with devious lust. And your other hand was stroking your cock the whole time, and I didn't even notice. And I get so lost inside of you, touching yourself while you're fingering me, that I just lose control, and I straddle you in that chair, and I sink down on you. I don't even let you tell me it's okay. I just need you. I want you so bad. And I know that that means I'm not your good girl anymore. But I can't help it, Daddy. I want you. I want to please you. I want to make you feel good. And I need to. I need to. And I begin to grind again against you, and my hands are between your legs, and my fingertips are touching your knees, and I struggle to get balance because they're still behind my back, and I can feel your hands gripping my elbows and trying to get me to fuck you faster, because as much as you'd want to punish me, you want me to make you come just as bad, and you know that I can do that so well. And so I'm grinding into you, riding your cock, moaning your name, screaming it, filling the room with sounds of my pleasure, and I can feel myself getting ready to come on your cock, and I can feel you throbbing inside of me, my pussy squeezing against your cock, and I can feel everything, and I just want to come with you so bad. Please, Danny, please come for me. Please come with me. I want us to come at the same time. Please, please come for me. Please, I'm gonna come on your cock. Please, please don't stop. Please, fuck. Oh God. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Oh my God. Fuck. 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 I feel your cum spreading inside of me, hitting the back of my pussy, and just every drop of it filling me up. And your hands are still holding my elbows, and your mouth is to my throat, and my head is back, just trying to catch my breath. You're planting kisses on my collarbone, and I'm just panting on top of you, feeling you twitching inside of me, and I can feel my cum and yours slowly dripping on your balls and down your leg, and I can feel just how very full of you I am. I lean forward, and you kiss me gently, and you tell me that I'm your good girl, and that I did such a good job. Your hands go to the chain, and they gently remove the clamps one by one. And I feel you kiss the top of each breast, and then my lips. Am I your good girl, Daddy?